do I begin? I don't have the words, I don't know what to say. You've been so kind that we can afford to get KJ for a little get together on a summer Saturday. Where do I start? Where do I start? What will the summer bring? Some silly songs about a show that stinks. We'll do a show for anyone. Some folks have said, hey, invite Tony. And I just laugh, I guess you don't know Tony. The show starts at 8, he'll be in bed.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for March 23rd, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast plays songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. We got a great one for you today. Couple announcements up front. I won't belabor the point, but there is a Kickstarter going on, and it's going really well so far. We're going to have myself, Jeff, KJ, the Johns, Joe Arrow, a whole bunch of folks. It's going to be awesome. So if you haven't checked out the details yet, it's totally free to participate. Obviously, we appreciate the support. If you'd like to get a t-shirt or a custom jingle about yourself, a friend, or an enemy. And just this past week, at the suggestion of Michelle, I was trying to think of something extra to do. Last time we had the Kickstarter, near the end, I added a new incentive goal. If I got to 3,100, I would do 31 songs in 31 days. And that was a pretty sadomasochistic thing to have in there. I mean, I just totally was punishing myself. So I'm not sure I'm going to do that again, but I did, after chatting with Michelle, trying to think of what other swag I could throw in that would be not too expensive, but hopefully something that would just be a nice thank you for folks that have already participated, and then maybe would incentivize a few other folks that hadn't just to join in. So as of this weekend, anybody who contributes at least $15 not only gets the sticker or the shirt or whatever it is you're getting, but you also get a shot putzfa glass. So it's go, if you haven't seen it, go to Kickstarter.com and, you know, look for the TK Jingles Kickstarter, and you can get a look at that shot putzfa glass, fully with the you know, the state of Virginia, Star of David. It's the full you know, Jewish Virginia experience in a small shot glass. Last week, also in terms of Tony and ESPN 980 news, I had a song talking about this last couple of weeks about the man cave and the end of Mike and Mike, and God, you know, I went through a whole range of emotions about, you know, kind of mocking the man cave and that faux enthusiasm, and then just the pure, like, just heartfelt, you know, joy that I felt about the end of Mike and Mike. I mean, it was just great. I was so glad that was no longer going to be on the flagship station. And then I woke up Monday morning. This is a true story. I woke up Monday morning, driving to work at about 8:15, got in the car, turned on the radio, and I could swear I heard Mike Golic. And sure enough, 980 was still playing the Mike and Mike show. And so if you haven't caught up with the kind of backstory of what happened, the Cheese Boy had a good write-up in the Washington Post. DCRTV.com broke the story. I encourage you to go check it out. I mean, it's not a lot of details yet. Jason Reed's not talking. Nobody knows exactly what happened. But the ultra-sinister theory that Snyder decided to take his harshest critic in the Washington Post, get him to resign his job, and then fire him the next day before he could start his new gig at the radio station is a pretty spectacular theory. So, I mean, I don't know that anybody is that mean and or evil. You know, it's like Machiavellian, but it's just heartbreaking that that show was canceled before its very first episode, and this Mike and Mike garbage continues. So we're going to have a song, could have been a little bit later in the opening number here, that I sing about my heartache that the man cave was never meant to be, and we're stuck with Mike and Mike. And then in terms of new songs, so up front we have a Pink parody, Shopping for No Reason by KJ, and then Like a Tootsie Roll by Rob. Both of these jingles are in the genre of what crap did Tony talk about this week, let's make a song about it, and they're both awesome. followed by the Could Have Been jingle that I mentioned. And then Judo Fuse has a wonderful tribute to March Madness set to a song that I never imagined in a million years would be a mailbag jingle, Chopping Broccoli from like 35 years ago on Saturday Night Live, whatever it was. Dana Carvey's just amazing, stupid, made-up song. So we'll have Bracketology. And then Ben V, who has written some of the funniest jingles in the history of TKJingles.com, makes his triumphant return with Always Not Surprised about Mike Wilbon. Then Brian has a great great tune, Sounds of a Habit, the Sounds of Silence parody, obviously. And then we're going to wrap up the opening segment with a tribute to the Cheese Boy, who did such a great job covering the Man Cave Saga and Mike and Mike and the 980 and all the nonsense. A song just for the Cheese Boy, Personal Cheeses.
Right from the start, I guess my plan was not that smart. But hey, I had a coupon. I couldn't stop my grinning. It was the gift that kept on giving. But I fear I'm becoming Wilbon. And then I saw a cool suit coat. Uh-oh, a fancy sweater made from goat. Oh, all I wanted was a billfold, but that got old, so old. Now I'm shopping for no reason. If I go home, I'll get bored. Just a second now, this coat is linen. Hold it, maybe I'll come back again. If it's in the cards, I'll be back again tomorrow with more cash. I'll even call up my kin, and I'll drop loads of dough on him.
Well, 7 out of 10 dentists recommend stop chewing them before the fillings fall out of your head. Well, you chew and chew on the minty brew, and ah, damn it, I'll pop a few. I guess I should make a wish. Maybe they should try to adapt with a widget or some kind of candy app or some other marketing crap. Evolve or die, tiny chocolate dish. Use one of your Darwinian tricks. Maybe you can become a ham sandwich. Oh, what is the deal? What is the deal? The old man bemoaned, losing the things he's known, like a Tootsie Roll. The lemon and the lime is a confectionery crime, and vanilla and cherry's a waste of time, but the chocolate is sublime. Well, Nestle's is a bar, and Hershey is a bar, and Cadbury's a bar, and Mars makes bars. Thanks for delineating what these things are. When a generation has to seek control, their rock and roll idols die with their hair follicles, and they can't find their bocce balls. Well, Tootsie Rolls are the best at what they do. Pretty soon that will be you too. When that time comes, I'll see you at the Browser Bop just after noon. Oh, what is the deal? This is unreal. The old man be. I'm losing the things I've known, like in Tootsie Rolls.
The promise you made me turned out to be a lie. DC loves the junkies, but needs a show that's just for guys. I guess that dream is over. Goodbye, Jason and Chris Paul. They canceled you too early and kicked us in the balls. Could have been so beautiful. It might have changed my life. The man cave name was terrible, but I was gonna give it a try. Could have been so horrible, or it might have been alright. Now all I have to listen to is some sh- called Mike and Mike.
Mike and Mike is so bad. No.
There's a mom that we know. She has a son named Phil. Now we know her. That's Phil's mom, and she'll call in to the show. And my biggest bracket upset is if we somehow don't hear my quest. It's bracketology, bracketology, it's bracketology. There's a goddess we know. Her name's Courtney. I heard she has a real nice set of DVDs. But not that I would know. A friend told me. But you might win them if you pick the right teams. It's bracketology. Bracketology, it's bracketology, it's bracketology, it's bracketology. They pick. It's bracketology.
Maybe Southside Chicago is not the center of the universe. And maybe using analytics isn't junk, unless it's done by a guy who went to Northwestern. Mike, you make us all feel second best when we compare who's in our Rolodex. But you were always not surprised. You were always not surprised.
Hello, Wilbon, my old friend. I need to talk with you again, because a prediction made on TV that the Cavs would represent the East has you saying that I'm wrong and it shouldn't count. What the hell? Just admit that I had that. Now I know I'm not alone when we're talking on the phone. People listen to this radio show and they agree when I say no. It still says Cal across the front of their jersey. So you see, to say, don't you have that? Now I know this may be hard. You know it all about basketball. Friends with Irvin, don't call him magic. That makes you sound like a sidekick. Just write your column and file it tonight. Say I'm right. I want to read Tony Havat. Fool said Mike, you could not know that the Cavs roster would grow. Doesn't matter, I say to you. Add new players, the Bulls do it too. But my words, like silent raindrops fell. Waiting, still don't hear you have that. Then Mike left to contemplate and conversated with DA. Can I really admit to him that he's right? I would rather swim noon across Lake Michigan in the winter with both of Derrick Rose's knees. When the tempest rings, he'll bask in the sound of you at bat.
His own personal cheeses. Sometimes he wants camembert, sometimes it's Gruyere. Sits all alone with the radio, listening close to the Kornheiser show. If TK describes it, Cheese Boy transcribes it. Works like a dog on his media log. It's sort of a blog, but he calls it a bog. Types on a computer, one nibble in Gouda. He loves sampling cheeses. Nothing could be any better.
All right, now it comes to the crowdsource section of the TK Jingles podcast. So if you've got questions about Tony Kornheiser or anybody on his show or anything about the show or this podcast, you can send them to podcast@tkjingles.com. If you've got your own song about this podcast or maybe something that was played on Tony's show 100 years ago or 100 years in the future that you just happened to download, you can send those to me as well. And then lastly, if you'd like to guest host a segment, if you've written a bunch of songs or you just have a lot of stuff to say and you think that it can be funny, you can send that to me, podcast@tkjingles.com. That's what we've got up here next. Elliot Oshansky, who has written some of the hilarious tunes for the website, including Tony and the Amazing Multiflavor Sandwich, is going to take over the show now. So here we go.
You're going to hear something different. If it's good or total garbage, you can say, I'm phoning it in now. I'm letting someone else host the show now. I'm phoning it in now. Let's try something new and hear how it sounds.
All right, so this is Elliot Olshansky coming to you on the TK Jingles podcast. I want to thank Jerry for giving me the opportunity to talk to you folks. Part of the reason I wanted to do it, well, we'll get to that in a bit, but we're going to play a few jingles. One or two that I didn't write, but one that I sang, and a couple that have been on the show. We're going to start with the one that started for me, which is Tony's Amazing Multiflavor Sandwich, written by me and sung by Jerry and Michelle. And actually, Jerry did some of the writing as well on this, gave it the title, Tony's Amazing Multiflavor Sandwich, and rewrote the ending because when I'd originally done it as an idea, I didn't really know what the karaoke track was going to sound like. Obviously, I knew the song from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, but my sense of how the song was going to go was a little bit different than how it worked out on the track. And I love the ending that Jerry and Michelle came up with. Especially the part with Jerry saying, "Hey, I'm still trying to place my order here, guys." It was really funny stuff. It was my first experience writing a jingle for the show that was actually going to get played and someone actually recorded. And, you know, Jerry had actually given me a heads up the day before it was going to air, and I was really looking forward to it. And then in the last segment before the mailbag, Tony said, "Then we have one of the best songs ever written for the email theme." And to be honest, I actually thought that they might have switched it up and gone with something else. Was it really that good? But then sure enough, they came back, and it was the jingle. And Tony said, "I will never forget that he said this. This is brilliant beyond words." And honestly, I kind of want to put that on like business cards or a resume or something like that. Tony Kornheiser says that my writing is brilliant beyond words, because... That was a real thrill for me. So let's play that jingle, and then we will come back, and I'll introduce another jingle or two. All right.
Tony went to Arizona for the game. He missed his bagel city breakfast every day. The missing food would ruin his mood. The oatmeal squares were poor.
Yeah. Lunch was also troublesome for him to get, but ESPN brought an answer to the set. A sandwich that he hadn't had since 1994.
A local color, gold and green, endorsed on air by RG3.
Tony thought he'd eat a Subway sandwich.
Yes, he loved to eat a Subway sandwich, packed with vegetables to crunch. A sub would make an awesome lunch.
Looking forward to a Subway sandwich. Yes, he'd love to eat a Subway sandwich. It had bread and turkey and pickles and peppers, no cheese. They brought a trailer for the crew to get the grub, and Tony salivated at what was to come. But soon he'd find, losing his mind, all the sandwiches were gone.
There was a Subway in the mall at Fashion Square, but Tony didn't want to set a foot in there. A food court trip could make him flip. The whole thing just seemed wrong.
Kalila offered to go and fetch, but Tony said he'd rather kvetch.
So he didn't get a Subway sandwich.
No, he didn't get a Subway sandwich. Two bags of sunchips were all he had. It left him feeling really mad.
For he didn't get a Subway sandwich. No, he didn't get a Subway sandwich.
It would have had cucumbers and the peppers and some lettuce and tomatoes, onions and some spinach and a little mashed potato.
I'm just banana, hungry, peppers, I don't care if I lose a lot of weight like Jared.
What the heck's that salami and sriracha and some lettuce, no,
tomato
and
vinegar and a little Baja sauce.
Oh, and you can hold the honey mustard sandwich.
Yes, you can hold the honey mustard. Hey, where'd everybody go? Still trying to place my order here, guys.
Okay, and we're back, and next couple of jingles. One is going to be one that I sang, and we're going to go to one that hasn't aired on the show yet. Might not air. The moment for it may have passed, but we'll see. As I'm recording this on a Wednesday evening during a commercial break of the Americans, this one that I sang is "Sheehan," which is to the tune of "Starman" by David Bowie, which is on my favorite album of all time, "The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars." To date, I have not had a jingle I sang aired on the show, mostly because I don't really sing a lot of my jingles between work and my 8-month-old son. I don't really find myself with a lot of time to put into recording these, and I love the ability to just write quickly and have Joe or Jerry or someone else pick it up from there and run with it. It's a very rewarding experience for me, but I do love to sing. I sang karaoke pretty regularly for a period of 3 to 5 years after I graduated from college. And some of my experiences are kind of wrapped up into a novel that I wrote called Robert's Rules of Karaoke, which you can get on Amazon for $2.99 for the Kindle or any of your Kindle apps. Yeah, I had to get the cheap plug in there. But I do love to sing, and when I do find the time, I want to get one in there. And this one is, I really like it. It's about Kevin's weather forecasts, of course, and how unsettled Tony gets by the prospect of snow. And how he really only cares what's going to happen in 2015. The other one, again, might not air the moment for it might have passed, is Eaten Out, which is a take on Moving Out by Billy Joel. And that was sung by Gil Bonner, who saw my idea on the ideas page and said, yeah, I'll take a run at it. And he did a really good job. The thing that might have worked against us in that instance is that the Downtown jingle with Joe Arrow aired on Monday of this week, and I can understand where they might not want to come back to something that I wrote so quickly. So let's play those, and then we will finish it out.
Is it going to snow? Oh, that's what I asked on the radio. Oh, what about those littles listening to the show? I don't care, I said. When you spoke and my smile did say, out on the weather, get a storm with red. Well, you can see it if you turn on this channel. What's that in the sky? Don't tell me about a blizzard, cause I just might lose my mind. Yeah, what's that in the sky? Well, I need to call a driver to get home from PTI. Tell me, what's the radar showing? What's the wind chill blowing? And can the Terps keep winning?
Sports guys in town for a while, subbing for Wilbon on TV. Simmons and House, they like interesting food, so we got a table at Comey. And I'm trading in my ribeye for a tasting menu, menu. I don't know what this is. And if the baby girl was a little young, at least we can say it was tasty. They serve foods that I don't like. Well, they're not things that I'd pick out, but tonight I'll eat up, cause I'm eating out. Ooh, I'm eating out.
So I'm actually going to close this section of the podcast out with two jingles that I didn't write, but they're two that I am a huge fan of. I think they're two of my favorites that I've ever heard on the show. One of them, the first one, will be Fugue for Littles, which I believe was Brad Weiss, KJ, and I think Joe Arrow did the last one. I don't recall, and I'm actually folding laundry at the moment, so I can't really go to my computer and look it up. I'm a huge fan of Guys and Dolls. It was the first show I saw on Broadway with Nathan Lean as Nathan Detroit, which I didn't realize what a huge treat that was at the time, but looking back, I was really lucky to get to see that. And J.K. Simmons, who just won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor, was also in that production. He was one of Nathan's associates who sang the song the jingle is based on, Fugue for Tin Horns. And the producer, Jerry Zaks, was the original Kinnicky when Grease was first produced on Broadway. So things you might not have known about that production. It was also the High School Musical for the senior class musical at my high school, Horace Greeley High School in Chappaqua, New York, where I graduated in 2000, and it was a fun show to be in. I played the trombone in the band from the Save a Soul Mission, since I do play the trombone. And the other jingle that I didn't write but absolutely love is Trots, 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 sung by Joe Arrow and written by Neil in Rockville. You can tell that neither Joe or Neil is a big hockey fan because they made that reference to at least the tie, we must persist. Obviously, there are not ties in the NHL anymore. We have the shootout. But that's okay because it's just so much fun and it gets stuck in my head. Actually, when this happened, I happened to know a lot of hockey people and I was sending it out to just about everybody I could think of. If you know E.J. Raddick from the NHL Network, I sent it to him. He's a guy I know a little bit. And some other people who cover hockey. It's just so much fun. And Joe does a great job with all these. Joe has a very distinctive voice. It's a little like Weird Al in that it's instantly recognizable and it's not necessarily a classic voice. But you know, technically, he hits his notes. Oh my God! And he's so enthusiastic about it. I gotta tell you, when I originally wrote the Downtown jingle that aired on the show this past Monday, I originally had it in mind for a female vocal since Patua Clark was the original singer on the track. And so I pitched it to KJ and I sent it to Jerry and said, hey, do you think Michelle would want to look at this? And I sent it to Joe and within hours he had recorded his track and we sent it in and it got on. So the enthusiasm and the voice make him a lot of fun to work with and also a lot of fun to listen to even when I didn't write it. So that's how we'll close it out. Thanks so much to Jerry for giving me the opportunity to talk to you folks and hope to have you folks listen to some more of my jingles soon. All right, thanks a lot.
We got a guest for you, once wrote a column too, although he wasn't fired by old Raju. Wilpon, Wilpon, the next guest is Mike Wilpon. If we say it's Mike Wilpon, Wilpon, Wilpon.
Let's hear from Hornaday, she's got nice things to say. Let's hope that her reviews aren't on a Wednesday.
How about some picks with James, he's got some winning games. Did he just take Fredonia over Southern Maine?
We'd like to hear from Mike, I'm sure he's not surprised. Of course he's also yakking on PTI.
Her phone is almost dead, but I'll watch what she said. As long as it's not showing at the West End.
It's Carmel on the phone, but you know how that goes. I guess we'll have to wait until next week's show.
It's Wilbon, don't you know, he's often on the show. Is he in Arizona or Chicago?
Let's hear from Hornaday. She's got nice things to say. Let's hope that her reviews aren't on a Wednesday.
How about some picks with James? He's got some winning games. Did he just take Fredonia over Southern Maine? Carvel's pick.
Hornaday.
Wilbon too. We got a guest for you.
When there is snow and you're not skipping the show, well, you can always go downtown. When you are fixing to go dine with Bill Simmons, you can do the show downtown. You may not get breakfast from the folks at Bagel City. You stay at the Mayflower, so you won't get a pity. Thanks, ABC. You got to eat. Go to Comey. Surprise all the littles who thought you'd stay home. You went downtown. Don't miss the show, cause you're downtown. Walk out the back door, downtown. They made it easy for you.
All right, thanks, Elliot, for participating in the crowdsource section of the TK Jingles podcast. I think it's hilarious that you made the same mistake, I think, that Nigel did around who was participating in the Fugue for Little Tin Horns. I don't think that John Fitzpatrick gets as much respect as he deserves on this show. And also, I find it interesting. Well, first of all, the commentary on how exciting it is to hear Tony compliment you. Obviously, the first time that happens is spectacular. I think that's why a lot of folks that do this silly jingle thing have done it more than once. It just really is a fun thing to do. And just knowing that it's appreciated and from somebody that you respect as much as that is always awesome. But I had to say that folding laundry, you're giving me ideas. If I can find a way to wander the house just speaking into my cell phone or something, maybe I can do twice as many of these podcasts, but with half the effort. Just, you know, I'll call it the TK Jingles Half-Assed Podcast. It even rhymes. All right, so we're going to wrap it up here with a couple of songs. There was a tune that I did a few months ago to George Michael's Faith, and I had a joke in there that I thought was original, but I'm sure Tony's probably said it before. I just, as I was singing it, I liked the idea of taking Raju out onto the ocean and like shooting him and dumping him in the sea. I thought that was something that would resonate with Tony. And so Jared actually wrote a song, and it was performed by Judo Fuse, called Let's Go Fishing Raju. And it basically takes that joke, which who knows who came up with it. I'm sure it's something Tony's probably said before. But it takes that joke and just like spikes it into the ground like a football. I mean, it's hilarious. And so I want to play those two together, kind of like there's one that just kind of tiptoes around it, and then one that just, bam, we're going to really nail that. And then there's a bonus track that I recorded a few days ago to a pretty cheesy 90s song called Lightning Crashes.
You know I'm not that nice, I don't like anybody, even those who pay me money, I hate them too. Oh, and I'm holding grudges with such devotion. If you've ever crossed me, know I'm keeping score. Oh, and if Roger took a boat out onto the ocean, I'd find a way to make sure that it ends up floor, 'cause I'm filled with hate. Oh, so much hate. I'm filled with hate, hate, hate. I'm fueled by hate, hate, hate. Woo!
Farther than you can see out from the shore. Board. That's just too bad for you. Faster than you can catch back up to my boat. Let's go fishing, Raju. We'll go out 9 miles into the ocean. Good idea. Let's bring Nick Saban too. Listen up, you can hear me cackle loudly. Let's go fishing, Raju. Let's go fishing, Raju.
Kevin laughs 'cause her grandmother died. And Kevin, he falls to the floor. And Gene McManus just sighs. Oh, what's with this guy? It's hard to believe that Nigel could be worse. Kevin Sheehan's laughing his ass off again. You can hear him struggling to stifle a grin. I can't decide if he's a sadist or a sociopath. Kevin Sheehan.
All right, with that loving tribute to Kevin Sheehan, that's it, folks. That's what we're going to call it a show. So I hope you enjoyed this. Send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com. If I get enough email or tweets, I'll have a mailbag. If I don't, we'll just include more music. I love doing this. Hope you're enjoying it. Been going over a year now. If you enjoy this stuff, I would appreciate your support on Kickstarter. But if not, just show up and come see us in June. I think we're going to have a good time. And until next week, keep listening to these silly songs.
We'll have enough. I want some pepperoni, and no other topping will do. Please ask for pepperoni. Your half can have whatever you choose. Just give me peps and peps and peps and peps and peps and peps and pep. I just want pepperoni. I'll even share a slice with you, and don't forget Mountain Dew.
You know, I'm not a professional like yourself, so I'm sure I'm going to something up here once or twice. So if there's a false start, well, we can go back and.
Jerry, none of us are professionals. This is not a business that requires a lot of professionalism.